My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.com, and Sam and Greg. On this Sunday morning, Mr. Crenshaw, who are we listening to?
That will be the Florida A&M Marching 100. You've never seen these folks. It's like a lifetime experience. Everybody should see the Florida A&M Marching Band at least once.
Yes.
And they will be here, next Saturday for the MXWAC Challenge.
Well, we got a guest. You want to welcome on here? A friend of the show, actually. It's not like we should make a big production about it, because I was thinking about this as we were mentioning him coming out of the last segment that he'd be joining us. We got a lot of folks on here that got their own walk-on music.
Yeah.
If there was a person that deserved to make a he's thinking about the one right now. Is John Grant be able to pick a song that he comes on to? This is a man been with us from the beginning, right?
Yeah, he's been with us all along. So
he ain't got his own intro music. John, we want you to think of a song that you would like us to play for you when you join us.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing fine. The summer is just, Sam just got through talking about no more 90-plus days here in a row, so which means it's getting a little cooler, which means we're ready for football. And we heard how excited you are for this game coming up.
Well,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We actually are. I mean, what a great way to, and a great place, meaning here in Atlanta, to open college football with a week zero game next Saturday. And we are certainly excited about it, because this is dubbed this year. ESPN has a series of games called Saturday Night College Football live on ABC. And, you know, we are happy to be the first out of the chute leading that series.
Wow. So something new, a big platform. First of all, for HBCUs, talk about this particular game, but for football HBCUs to get this kind of platform to start the season, John.
Well, it's tremendous for not only the MEAC and SWAP conferences, but for HBCUs in general. I mean, you realize there are only seven games that are going to be played on that day, and we are in the 7:30 premier slot in prime time to open up, be a part of opening all of the college football season. And then to have that for Atlanta to be followed up, you know, the following week with the AFLAC kickoff game with George and Clemson, you know, Atlanta becomes ground zero for the opening of the college football season.
We love that. We simply love that, folks. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with John Grant, executive director of the MEAC SWAC Challenge and the Cricket Celebration Bowl. And their social, you can always follow them at MEAC_SWAC, at MEAC_SWAC on social to find out everything that's going on with this game. Talk about this matchup and bringing these two teams together from the MEAC and from the SWAC. The Florida A&M team just left. They were here for the Celebration Bowl. We haven't seen Norfolk State here for some time, but we know that they have a big alumni base here in the Atlanta area.
Well, let me tell you, this game, there's a lot riding on this game for both universities. And you know, we're going to be looking for really I'm going to use the term a dogfight here, because you got Florida A&M, reigning national champions, coming back on the return. First time we've ever had a national champion close the season and then open the season in Atlanta with the new coach, Coach Colsey. And then you got the Norfolk State Spartans, with veteran coach Dawson Odoms in his third year at Norfolk State. Both of them, no one want to leave here with an 0-1 record. So there's a lot on the line for both of them, and I think you're going to see them coaching up their players to really leave it all on the field in this game. That, you know, each of them has a desire to leave here 1-0, because it really sets the tone for the rest of the season for both teams.
John Grant joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. John, I'm curious about something. You know, you every year you take what you do, the things under your umbrella, the Celebration Bowl, MEAC SWAC Challenge, everything else, and you take it to another level. My curiosity is this: as we get ready to start this upcoming season, how did this offseason differ from what you had to do, given the changing nature of college football, from last year? What were the focuses this offseason?
Well, you know, and that's a really great question, because our commitment is to consistently try to provide unique experiences for our fans. We don't necessarily look at what we do as that we're putting together a football game. We look at what we do as that we're creating experiential content for our fans, for the student athletes who participate, and for the viewers who watch. So as we were approaching this year, recognizing that we had a returning national champion, and that matchup was against, you know, as Sam alluded to, a Norfolk State team that has not been in Atlanta, you know, for a long time. So a lot of people don't know a lot about Norfolk State, as well as their marching band. Their marching band is one of the best in the country. They don't get out on the road a lot, but they're going to really take a national platform here. So you're going to see what we've been working on is assuring that the experience is at a very high level, that it's unique, and that people are going to see things this year as a part of their experience that they've never experienced in a college football game.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing the Spartan Legion, obviously, and their uniforms would definitely get your attention when you see them. John, you got something coming up. We got a number of things that people can get involved in leading up to the game. I see something that's a shoe competition that's coming up with MEAC and MEAC SWAC, a theme to it that I think will take place on Wednesday.
Absolutely. So we've worked very closely with the alumni associations as a part of helping them raise money for their scholarship programs. And that event is one that's led by Norfolk State, that we're helping them to promote, to engage, you know, fans and friends to again, support their scholarship efforts that's happening on Friday. We know Florida A&M has a golf tournament on Friday. Norfolk State, they also have a golf tournament on Friday. we're leading in with the Coca-Cola fan experience on Saturday, which will open up at 3 just outside of Center Park Stadium. Lots and lots of unique things that are going to be happening there. That's something you really don't want to miss, because it's going to be a fantastic, fantastic experience for fans who are coming to the game as they lead in with a bunch of tailgating, music, engagement, and some surprise appearances. But more importantly, that's the first head-to-head for the two bands. We have two great high school bands that are going to lead off at a band jamboree, and then that'll be culminated by the two marching bands doing a face-off in our fan experience before going into the game. So fans will be able to get up close and personal with that experience as well.
Well, you want to get there early and experience that. And also, I see Disney on the yard. Drum Major Mickey coming back.
Drum Major Mickey's coming back. And we, you know, there is nothing better than a Disney experience. And so as a part of this moment, as you know, we launched our partnership with Disney on the Yard in 2021, and it's continued to grow and evolve, and not only here at our event, but even at HBCUs, you know, around the country, and things that they just came out of a big program in Los Angeles. So we're happy to welcome Mickey back this year with some unique and different experiences, and he's partnering this year with Jonesboro High School. So you can look to see some of the Jonesboro High School band members opening up our halftime show with Drum Major Mickey.
All right, John, listen, friend of the show, want you to take a deep breath here for a second, because again, when we talk about you, Sam and I, that is, we talk about your body of work. Earlier we were mentioning that whoever succeeds you is going to have an uphill battle because of the things that you have brought forth. You have worked tirelessly to make just a part of the events that you are heading. So I want to ask you this question. It might take you a second, but I want you to ask you this question. Everything that you have named, every year you come on here and you tell us about new and exciting things. You get the ESPN venture, you talk about Disney. When you sit back, what are you most proud of? About the achievements and the things that you have brought forth. What are you most proud of right now when you look at it? Yeah.
I think if I were to say anything, it's the impact that it has on young people across this city, that we work very hard to make sure that there is access for parents with kids, that young kids in high school and otherwise get a chance to be involved and see this experience. And we get literally hundreds of letters each year about how these experiences are transformational for them. And so for me, that is the thing that I'm most proud of, is that we're able to, that we, our focus of assuring that we create a what they see is what they'll be type of focus, which is the motto of 100 Black Men, and that we give them the opportunity to see what the potential is for them to go off to college and be engaged in others, but also to be in a stadium full of professionals who are all, you know, supporting historically Black colleges and universities and that are just really good sports fans.
Yep. And you know, the one thing I always point out about, especially with the Celebration Bowl, John, and sometimes you don't point it out, I have to remind people, the schools that participate in that game usually always have a bump in freshman enrollment requests or applications the following year. We want to talk about the impact. That's okay. A big impact that you're being a part of as well. And I know you don't like to bring that up, but I'll bring it up.
There you go.
Well, that is true. You know, these opportunities – and being on stages that we provide have, without question, had some significant impact on the participating universities as it relates to their applications, the increase in applications and interest in those schools, the fundraising efforts of those schools, as you know, created by the visibility that they've received. And so, when you look at a Florida A&M who won a national championship, who saw a huge surge in the applications for their university this year, as did Howard University. Even though they didn't win the game, they were on the stage. And so And one of the things I'll say, whether it has any direct influence or not, we'll take it if it does. But, you know, Howard just received $170 million grant their medical school from the Bloomberg Foundation, mm-hmm. which is transformational for HBCUs. But along with Morehouse School of Medicine, Meharry, and I think one other. So, but we believe that having creating that visibility, allowing people to look at these institutions, see what the value that HBCUs provide in the areas of human capital development, that they're putting out talent that can add and contribute to the fabric of, you know, our economy and to our society and to our democracy. There's nothing more pleasing for me than to know that at least we have a small part of that.
That is John Grant. We're talking about the MEAC Swag Challenge coming up next Saturday night. Tickets still available. 7:30 kickoff time on ABC. Mr. Grant, always great talking with you.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to seeing you this week.
Thank you guys so very much for having me. We appreciate you.
As always, John. Listen, have a wonderful day, and thank you as always. And think of a song. Think of a song we can bring you on with next time.
I do. I already have it.
Okay. What is it? You want to tell us?
What you got?
Hello, Black. I'm the man.
Okay.
All right. Noelle, okay. You got that?
Yep. She's ready.
She's got it. She's ready for you.
She got you loaded. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
John, thanks.
Thank you.
John Grant joining us. All right. You, I'm feeling a certain kind of way. And first of all, I want to thank John Grant again for joining us here. But up next, we're going to get a little personal. I'm going to get a little personal. Sam's going to get kind of personal. But some things that have been going on in our lives that we have decided we're going to spend this segment to kind of bring you up on. And then we want to get back to sports because we got a lot of stuff going on here. And by the way, it's sitting right here in front of me. I got to mention again, we got WNBA action right here. Dream, Connecticut. Tip off at 3 p.m. In case you can't get in front of a TV, we got it for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.